of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
God! Like, totally. And Tito's, like, so deception. There's, like, the Galleria. Grody to the max. I'm sure. It's, like, really nauseating. Like, bark out. Gag me with the spoon. Gross. I am sure.
Totally. We're going to talk about Obamacare later. That's not what this is about. That was Frank Zappa. Hey, Joni Abbott is here, Valley Girl herself. She's not a Valley Girl, but why do we have Joni on? We got to balance out again raw masculinity every once in a while, and Joni comes in and does more than an adequate job. We love her for that. Are you old enough to remember that Valley Girl song, Joni?
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
What? Superhot, you got to explain to me. You know, a lot of times you make sense with, like, our transitions with, from the Robert Scott Bell Show theme song start to these weird. What is this? Why Valley Girl?
You know, I have been wanting to, like, cover this story all week. And so I was, like, trying to think of what we could start the show off with today. And they have this thing that they're, like, talking about all the time now. It's called UpTalk, but I don't really quite understand it because I don't really know anybody who talks that way.
Oy vey. Can you do that? Oy vey. I guess it's all a question.
Oh,
you turn everything
man.
Into a question.
Dude, you know, Valley Girl, I mean, that song, yeah. Frank Zappa, that came out years ago. And, you know, the whole Valley Girl thing was the Southern California, you know, totally gag me with a spoon, like, I don't know, you know, type thing that we remember from the 80s. But believe it or not, it's still around. And there are researchers out. You know, we always cover this stuff about what's being researched, what's being studied.
Right.
You know, and, you know, because we've solved cancer, you know, now we move on to Valley Girl talk. Yeah, it's apparently a problem, for some people anyway, that is going on.
UpTalk. If somebody was talking to me in Valley Girl talk, I think they're just making fun or, I mean, you don't take them seriously. It's like, everything's a question. How do you do that again, Joni?
Like, oh, my God. It's kind of like, you know, they're chewing their face.
Yeah, when you hear that, and I know Joni, incredibly intelligent, but suddenly if you don't know that's Joni, you're like, who is that? What is wrong with that? So you're telling me that this study is saying Valley Girl talk is now called UpTalk.
Yeah, well, it's a type of Valley Girl talk, but it's how every sentence seems to be ending in the form of a question, so you don't know whether they're telling you something or they're asking you something. Yeah, I don't know. Again, the reason why I brought this out,
yeah,
you know, is just that every major news outlet seems to be covering this Valley Girl epidemic, we need a pill or a vaccine for it or something. But, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
That sort of makes sense. You know, it's going to be a weird day on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we open with Valley Girl. Well, thank goodness Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health is here on Natural News Radio. She is here to ground us all into some valleys in Utah that are evidently banning Gardasil, the HPV shot. This is actually good news, stunning information that's coming out of Utah, and you've been following this story, Joni.
Yeah, it's really, I love this. I love that somebody in the United States, a state within the United States, is really finally starting to make sense. The health department in Utah has banned Gardasil, and they're causing an uproar, much like Katie Couric did a few days ago, and they're urging the CDC to reexamine the benefits of the HPV vaccine, or, as we understand, lack thereof. the Salt Lake Tribune said that Utah's Southwest Health Department says Gardasil is too expensive, and they actually question its effectiveness. Within this story, it was really cool because they were quoting other countries that have actually banned Gardasil as well, citing them as sources, saying, you know, look, these doctors and people over there have a really big problem with this. Here are all of the people being hurt or killed as a result of it. We think not. We think we're not going to go down that road. And kudos to Utah.
Well, really, I mean, listen, Utah has been known as a place where the dietary supplement industry has concentrated itself. It's big with the LDS community as well, the Mormons out there. They hold a lot of these supplement companies. They've had some tremendous impact on even legislation out of Washington, D.C. on these issues. The question is, would they, could they have a similar impact on the backlash against Gardasil and Cervarix from GSK and Merck? And that's an interesting thing. But if you got one health department now going, dude, it's too expensive and it doesn't work, it's not justified, I mean, this could be combined with what you said, the Katie Couric thing. And it wasn't that Katie Couric came out against it, but the mere fact that she had somebody on that claimed that they had someone harmed or killed by it, and the fact it doesn't matter that she herself uses it or used it for her own girls, the fact that she, that was enough. They've attacked and pilloried her over this issue. So I don't know how they're going to roll the tide back on.
Well, and the thing is, she had somebody on talking about that, but she also had somebody on saying that it wasn't bad, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. She had a medical doctor on that defended it.
Yeah,
right.
She said both sides, but how dare you bring somebody on saying something bad about the HPV vaccine? You know, now they're going after her saying that she's a vaccine denier, you know?
Right.
Well, they always have to, you know, blow it up to make it look worse than what it is. Utah's director, though, for the Southwest Health Department, he says that the science wasn't good. We had physicians in our community arguing that we not make it available to the public. He said HPV is absolutely a risk for cervical cancer, but it's not the only risk. The article went on to quote Dr. Blodgett saying that they weighed against the vaccine's risk. The public isn't buying it, and it's eroding public trust in immunization programs.
Yeah, well, that's the good news of the day. By the way, we hope to hear from Sally Elkhorty at the bottom of the hour with an update. There's a big protest planned and a vote in New York City tomorrow, I believe, on the issue of mandating the flu vaccine. We're going to get to that. But, Joni, our good friend Liam Shepp, author of Official Stories, put out a poster on and even a poster kind of comic book of from the Official Stories about the HPV shot in particular, and it really bullet points this stuff very simply for people to understand. What is this thing? Do we really need to be scared of the human papillomavirus, or should we be scared of the shot?
Yeah, no, he did a fantastic job with the illustrations and the information in this book. I keep it, you know, it's my coffee table book because I usually end up talking about one of the topics found in his book, Official Stories. This is just really easy for me to flip to and use as a teaching tool just in my own personal life. But some of the bullet points that he pointed out in this poster book is just fantastic. The mainstream claims that the common papillomavirus causes cervical cancer in women, but they also state that the majority of people have the virus at some point, and only 0.16% of infected women ever develop cervical cancer. These women tend to be older and to never have had any kind of gynecological care at all. Also, in Maryland in 2006, the rate was 0.0067%. That means that, according to the mainstream, HPV does not cause cancer well over 99% of the time.
Yeah, that's pretty stunning at that point. Well, it causes cancer, except in, what was that percentage again, Joni?
99% of the time.
Yeah, except for 99% of the time when it doesn't. Other than that, everybody's going to die. That's the whole nonsense about, well, how are we going to motivate these parents to give their kids these vaccines unless we can convince them that everybody's going to die? And, of course, the truth is, the facts are, not supporting that statement. It is about fear-mongering. It is about marketing death through a needle rather than true cancer prevention. And they don't have the science on their side. Any other interesting stats that came out in that Liam poster book?
Oh, yeah, there are always interesting stats coming out. They also said that although HPV infection is common, the majority of men and women clear the virus from the body and don't suffer from any sequelae. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, well done. Infection. Yes,
I was
good.
Reading that. Thank you. I was reading that 80% of the people who end up getting the virus it kind of works through their body and they clear the infection naturally. This is why our internal ecosystems, not only in our guts, but vaginally for women, we have our own ecosystem and bacterial, you know, plethora of things in there going on. That's why we have to keep good health. Good gut health really helps our great overall health. And we can never talk enough about the good gut bugs and healthy bacteria and the integrity of our gut systems on the Robert Scott Bell Show, can we?
Right. And also our warning to ladies not to put the Pfizer drug Viagra down there, right? Yesterday we covered a story. No. It was stunning. They were trying to claim that this was going to help menstrual cramping for women.
Right, yeah, no, I would not be putting Viagra down there. You might end up with a 4-hour something or another. You have to go.
You're
to
still doing it wrong. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why would you want to vasodilate down there at the point? I mean, isn't that what's part of the problem? So, listen, this is a big story. It really is. And I think that I just wonder if they're going to attack this guy in the Utah Health Department. Will they say, hey, Obama, can you roll the tanks into Utah? They're not playing along with us wanting to vaccinate every teenage girl, much less boy or preteen, on this issue. But again, if we look at it like you've just said, if you check out the official story, really, you recognize that this is a play to sell sickness, disease, and of course, increase our dependence on modern medicine where it has utterly failed.
It's a ploy to make money.
I wonder, they're always trying to make money. And, you know, I often wondered, too, if our gastrointestinal tract and even any other place where we have, like, a self-cleaning oven, right, because men kind of have a self-cleaning oven, too. Unfortunately, they're just usually circumcised. But, you know, the microbes and the skin issues, I wonder if we were tested throughout, you know, a one-week period, how many really germs and viruses and bugs and diseases we would technically have if it were monitored. Because we come into contact with all kinds of things, and our body has a really great way of processing it, especially when it's healthy.
Well, and of course, the epithelial barrier, skin, mucous membranes, all of that is violated, pierced by these injections and other things that modern medicine wants to throw at us. Joni Abbott's going to stick around for another segment here as we open the Robert Scott Bell Show today, special Tuesday edition, hitting the holidays. We've got some more gift giving to discuss. What is it that they want you kids to give and get? Are you going to be jumping for joy or running and screaming in terror? We'll get to that in a word you don't want to say in polite company. Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of controversial things to cover today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But first, cannabis coming up.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, is that like the werewolves in London? How's that? Was that Valley Girl, the way I said that?
Like the... No? That was a good effort, anyways.
I tried. I'm just not good at that Valley Girl stuff.
So I just tried. Tell somebody to something about your shiitake or your aspirin, and you'll get it right.
Okay. Well, Joni Abbott's here. Another segment. She's got Homegrown Health following us on naturalnewsradio.com. Of course, here on GCN Live, we rock and roll all over planet Earth together for healing. And we're in the valleys of Utah, the mountains as well. And there's another story out and beyond the no HPV shots here. The University of Utah's top pediatric neurologist has come out, three of them, in fact, have come out in support of families seeking access to cannabis extract that has proven successful in stopping, guess what, seizures.
Hey.
Yeah, we've been covering this. I mean, it's something that has really hit the mainstream, at least the conversation has. More mainstream, thanks to situations like CNN covering the documentary Weed with Sanjay Gupta and Sierra Riddle, whose mom we had on last week when I hosted the Robert Scott Bell Show. 1 week ago today, Wendy Riddle was on talking about her grandson's use of CBD, no THC oil, the cannabidiol oil, or cannabis oil that's helping keep him cancer-free. Unfortunately, he's going through a forced chemo. So this coming out of Utah has really just been a great supporter for all of the things that we've been reporting on between my show and yours, Robert, that on the benefits of cannabis oil and cannabidiol for your endocannabinoid system in your body. These cannabidiol-based oils in Utah, they just want to be able to make these available to Utah children with severe epilepsy, although we know that it has helped children with other ailments too, such as cancer and autism and some other things. It's not psychoactive or hallucinogenic, and it contains less THC than do other materials that can legally be purchased in Utah. So there's no abuse potential whatsoever, says the chief of the university's Division of Pediatric Neurology in a letter shared Tuesday with Utah's Controlled Substances Advisory Committee. So this is really great news. They're going right to the source.
Well, and we've got the source here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got to meet Chris Boucher personally at the SoHo Expo in Orlando this past weekend, and he's great. He's the real deal. He's a hero of mine, getting this cannabis, the CBD-rich cannabis or hemp, industrial hemp, out and available in all 50 states. We don't have to wait for legalization. It's already legal. You can get it right now if you go to hempmedspx.com. Hempmedspx.com. enter the code BELL30 and you'll get 30% off whatever you buy there. And this is, you know, now dealing with receptor sites that are reducing or eliminating the seizures that are happening in these children. So we'll get into more of the science as we go along on that. I wanted, while we have you a couple of more minutes before we got to take a break, and I know you got to run, a little bit of first aid help. Those of you working more towards the home birthing scenario, I think ultimately that's where it's all going to go. What happens if you have a tear? The woman has a tear during birth. That happens. Now, it's not the end of the world, but does it need to be stitched up with cat gut, or is there another option?
Well, there is indeed another option. There's always more than one way to, oh gosh, that sounds horrible, doesn't it, in a cat. But when moms give birth, a lot of times we try to prevent tearing by keeping her relaxed, keeping her calm, and keeping her jaw very loose and low. There is a muscular connection between the lower jaw and a woman's vaginal opening and her perineum. So when she is during birth and screaming in a higher pitched tone,
is that what it sounds like?
Tearing is more likely. No, it does not sound like opera. It's more like.
That was nice. Why did you do this to me? Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. Actually, I never said that during delivery.
Oh, okay.
I think I should have. I don't know. But it's the lower the tone and the looser we can keep her jaw, the better and wider the opening. And unfortunately, we do have tears. And some of the tears, some of your lesser degree tears, can heal on their own without suturing or stitches. But when you get second degree and beyond, then you really need help. And I read a story about a woman who's been a midwife for a very long time, and she had a story back in 1986 where this family had a second-degree perineal tear, and they refused allopathic suturing. And she's like, but this needs attention. And it brought back memories of a suturing technique that she learned from an Indian shaman that using seaweed, strips of seaweed, to actually help close everything up. And what she discovered was that 24 hours later, the mom was doing remarkably well. She went ahead and took some seaweed, folded it in half, moistened it with sterile water. She placed it vertically and horizontally inside the tear, and then was real careful to make sure that the lining of the skin didn't have any gaps in it. And the mom stayed in bed as long as possible, caring for herself and her baby, and voila, in almost 24 hours, it was miraculous.
Beautiful. Seaweed sutures that are not sutures, just lay it on there. Also remember the Silver Hydrosol or the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. Lots of cool things. Of course, Arnica post-birth. There are a lot of great things, and Joni Abbott knows them. You tune in to her show after mine on Natural News Radio right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to go. We'll get a vaccine update. Protests in New York City.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Bill.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, taking on Mayor Bloomberg in New York City as well. Yeah, he wants to shoot needles at the little boys and girls who, my gosh, their only crime going to daycare or preschool. And there's a big vote coming up tomorrow. We're going to learn about that. Is there a protest? Isn't there a protest? How can we ban these vaccines in New York City, or will we have to escape from New York? That's the question. Our activist, our champion in the field up there in New York City, Sally L. Cordy, she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sally.
Couldn't be happier than to be on your show, Robert Scott Bell. Thank you very much for having me on.
You got it. We got a lot of listeners up there at the Big Apple, and we want it, the big organic non-GMO apple. So you got to tell us what's going on. How can we help?
Well, the first thing I want to state is that tomorrow morning there's a huge, very important vote about mandates in the school of children. And I want to give you the address at the top of this interview, if I may. It's going to be at the Gotham Center in Long Island City, which is in Queens. And the address is 4209 28th Street, Long Island City, New York. It's in room 1222.
We actually have that listed in the show notes as well. So if you couldn't get that fast enough, just go to robertscottbell.com today. There's even a link to a petition that those of you up there in New York City want to sign on to. What is that all about?
Well, I basically wrote a petition, which is a letter to Mayor Bloomberg, requesting to be the first city, New York to be the first city to go vaccine free. So I know in Hawaii, a city, the mayor of that city went GMO-free. He banned GMO. So I'm asking Mayor Bloomberg, since he cares about health, to ban vaccines in 2013 before he leaves office. And I gave him the ingredients, which the commonly known ones are formaldehyde and MSG and antifreeze, mercury, aluminum, and viruses. But there are so many more and others we don't even know. But nonetheless, it's 100% poison, and we want to ban them 100%. So there should be no talks of mandates. There should be no talks of any vaccines once we know what's in them, which we do.
Sally, is the fix in on this vote? Do you sense that there's, people are going to show up and watch, you know, everybody's freedom to say no to vaccines go down the proverbial New York City toilet? Or what's your sense of this?
Well, I want to see people flood this meeting. The feeling from Autism Action Network is it's a done deal. I say no. If people will show up tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Gotham Center in Long Island City, it may not happen. Obviously, these people are appointed by Mayor Bloomberg. But I'm saying, you know, if maybe they will see the light. And I think a strong showing of people who do not want their children to have vaccines, let alone mandated to have them, would be very important. And I'm doing everything. I was just talking to parents on the way home from school. And let me tell you what this woman told me. I almost passed out. I've heard word of this. The principals would be charged personally, fine, if they didn't meet the quota of the school, which I am to understand now in New York City, there's no such thing as a quota on religious exemptions. But I have to understand that the 98.8% and now I'm understanding they're not getting any exemptions. So I don't know what to say. I know people have exemptions, but from previous years, and they're saying now that the principal herself or himself will be fined $2,000 for each student who does not meet the vaccination requirements.
Sally, there's some major conflicts of interest, economic and otherwise, here, because I am also understanding that there are school kickbacks for the percentages being up high where they want them to be. And another irony here is that if they'll fine a principal of a school for not getting that percentage up, but you can't fine or arrest or sue the principal or the doctor or the nurse or the vaccine manufacturer should your child be harmed or killed by this vaccine.
Right. Oh, isn't that the truth? Everybody who's culpable is not liable. Yep.
So we're looking at a really bizarre situation in New York City. I'm looking at Kurt Russell bringing him back to do some escape from New York if this thing doesn't go your way there, get you out of there safely and all the kids.
That's just one vote. The one vote here is, of course, you've been kind enough to let me mention this, but, you know, the flu shot, the pneumococcal shot for the youngest, preschool, daycare, and kindergarten, and any additional vaccine which may be required on page 8 of their resolution, which, of course, 271 in the pipeline. But the 98.8% mandatory vaccines, which is 49 through the age of 5, just talking about that age group. So that's starting. But what I also want to tell you about, and you won't find a link on this, you won't find a link on what the woman just told me while I stood outside in Woodside. But what I'm about to tell you is that a grandmother from Brooklyn told me that they're supposed to have, first of all, a pilot program where the 15 schools are going to be offered the flu shot, and the parents will have to register the child in advance to receive it. Well, I noticed that there was a very low percentage of schools in Brooklyn on that list, and I wondered why. Well, I talked to a grandmother, and she was saying that a Argus something middle school, has already administered the flu shots, and the mother and grandmother had no idea about that until after it happened. There was no paperwork sent home in school, and then she was in a park, and she overheard two kids who go to the Edward R. Murrow High School talking about how they had the HPV vaccine in school. And let me tell you, we've been running up, myself and others, to Albany fighting that particular law, the sexually transmitted disease vaccines in schools, without parental knowledge, and we have won. So how in the whole wide world could that be happening?
Well, it happened in California as well. I mean, you know, in a this is the thing. It goes beyond partisanship, Republicans or Democrats,
well,
but the irony here.
We voted for it in California. We voted against it in New York.
Right, but yet they're still doing it. They're flouting the law. They're disobeying it. Because their agenda is not one of following law or honoring children, honoring families, the sanctity and sovereignty of those families. We've seen that even with the child kidnapping involved with CPS and other things. If you have a child in America and you send them into government indoctrination centers, they assume, whether it's right or wrong, they assume ownership over those children. If they're willing to vaccinate them without even giving parental notification, the ability of the parents to say, no, not my child.
Well, let us revisit the Jennifer Parker case, because this is the one that has had me absolutely up in arms, because I saw the potential of it, not just for New York State, but for every state in the country. And this is a woman whose child, like the little boy in Brooklyn, 2.5, maybe 3 weeks by now ago, was given an H1N1 flu shot, which they all are H1N1 flu shots, in the school. She sued because she didn't, her permission was not asked. And she won, and then the health commission appealed it, and they won because we are still under the pandemic laws of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which again sets the stage, Sally.
Right,
these pandemic laws, these are emergency legislations. They basically suspend constitutional limitations of the government. In other words, they violate that because they say, well, it's an emergency, it's a necessity. And I've said this many times on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it bears repeating. The rule of necessity has no law. So if the government declares an emergency, look out. There is no restraint on their ability to maim, hurt, even kill you, or kidnap and kill your children via medical intervention that they claim is necessary because of emergency, even though you may have a difference of opinion on that.
Well, I want to tell you what happened in Princeton as well, if I may.
Yes, please.
Everybody, please do check Robert Scott Bell's website and get the address for 10 a.m. Wednesday morning, tomorrow, December 11th, for the mandates meeting at the Gotham Center. Okay. Once you remember this story about Princeton, New Jersey, they're going to give a meningitis vaccine because they had 22 students who had it. And from what I understand, they're all miraculously cured. Well, if they're cured, why is everyone going ballistic? However, I had written a letter requesting an appointment to speak with the president of the school, and I sent him a lot of excellent articles, including one from Natural News, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and a couple of others. But anyway, we got there, and Dr. Rebecca Carley actually said, "Do not go there." And I said, "Well, I'm going. Someone has got to say something. We've got to educate the kids." So off I go with my traveling buddy, Elizabeth, a wonderful woman. And so she and I went, and we get there. I couldn't find the address, so I went up to what might have been the address, which was like a church-looking building. And I go up to the door to enter. I figured that's the address, 1 Nassau Street. And it said Rockefeller Institute. And I howled laughing. I thought, well, this is why Rebecca told me do not go there. So I go through the Rockefeller Institute, and I get to the president's office, and I just have to say, the entrance lobby, and I used to love Princeton. I thought it was the most charming place in the entire world. However, I enter the administration building, and it is completely dimly lit. It's like you're in a mausoleum. Yes, there are plaques on the war to soldiers who have died, but that's not why it's a mausoleum. It had a feel of a mausoleum, okay? And so I get to the door, and there are a group of women sitting there, and I said, I'm here to see the president. And they said, well, do you have an appointment? I said, well, I tried to make an appointment for today. My computer went down, so I thought I would just come. So they're like, well, So I said, well, I sent the letter to Mary DeLorenzo, who is the president's assistant, and will she see me? Well, she's in the back. She's there. I said, fine. So we waited out, you know, the danger of this vaccine in terms of it having been rejected in the U.K., not approved in the U.S., and deadly in Africa. So, you know, basically, my friend threw in the fact that, pregnant women were dying from vaccines. And I said, well, this is a campus. I don't think it's a war. That's one of the biggest issues. And she said, you know, there are pregnant women in school, too. And I said, you know what? You're right, sweetheart. I apologize. But I just, you know, needed to stay on point. However, we went to the campus, which was completely barren. It was a lovely evening. People should have been walking around, but two kids actually did pass us. They were talking about the meningitis vaccine, okay?
They were talking about it?
Yes.
The word is getting out. Sally, thanks to you. Sally Elcordi. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Urging all our New Yorkers up there. You know who you are. Go down there. 10 a.m. tomorrow, the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. We've got the links and the address. And Sally will keep us up to date on this as it continues. Aspartame. Oh, my gosh. In your soda pop? No!
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So Sally was telling me on the break that she was followed home, in fact, after that Princeton episode. She was saying that, you know, when she was trying to inform the higher-ups at Princeton about the danger of the vaccine that hadn't been approved for meningitis, etc., she was followed home and then she, nearly sideswiped or something by a plainclothes person in a police vehicle on the way home. And hey, listen, you're not, what we say, you're only paranoid if they're not really following you. What is that statement, basically? I mean, listen, I urge you all, yes, to become activists, yes, to speak out, but do it smartly, right? You know, even Rebecca Carly, Dr. Carly said to her, don't go, because she knows what's involved at that level. It is an evil, and I don't say a game lightly to say it that way, but literally, they are vying for your children's souls, and they will do anything to get them. So you're in within your right to defend them, that's for sure. But be careful how you do it. Be aware. Be conscious of this. Don't just go blindly off into dark alleys. You don't know what's down there. And be with God. Let's just say it that way. Be with spirit, however you want to describe that spiritual being, so that you have afforded some level of protection for doing what I would call God's work, honestly, in warning everybody about the dangers of these needles coming from the evil minions of the demon spawn of IG Farb in World War II Nazi Germany, known as Big Pharma today, whether it be GSK or Merck.
I like that. Yeah. Evil minions of the demon spawn.
Right. I know it's not a Halloween show or anything. Listen, robertscottbell.com, all the links are up. Super Don is in the house. We've got Tom on the board. If you'd like to call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know, we have our own FDA, I call them the Fear and Death Administration. In Europe, they have their version of it called EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority. I didn't think of any funny names for them, but they're just as scummy, in my opinion, in many ways. They're just as corrupt in trying to defend big pharma and big agribusiness. And how do I know this? Well, turns out the artificial sweetener known as aspartame is safe. It's safe.
Oh, man, yeah, our work is done.
We thought it wasn't. Now the European Authority, EFSA, says it is.
They say it's safe. So
just for Europeans, but though, not for Americans. So all you Euro trash that listen to us across the pond, keep drinking your diet sodas because EFSA says it's safe. You know what? EFSA them. Really? You think that's the truth? Are you kidding? Well, it's only in small quantities. Small quantities, my aspirin. We're talking about something that at 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and you can find, hey, Superdon, find me the Celsius
equivalent to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, so we can get our European buddies to know this is a dangerous additive to your food, not that diet, soft drinks, or food. You're talking about breaking it down into formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid, formic acid, which is ant sting poison. You got yes, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I have just now discovered how to conquer the metric system, which I hate.
Okay.
86 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Is 30 degrees Celsius.
Okay, 30 degrees Celsius, and if you're not down to room temperature because you're already dead from the vaccines, you're warmer than 30 degrees Celsius. Okay, friends across the pond, you know what I'm talking about. Don't drink this stuff. And even the so-called natural ones like sucralose, not natural, it's natural like sugar. They were sued for that. It's chlorinated sugar. Throw it in your pool if you're going to use it at all. And then we've got stevia, the humble little stevia leaf, which if it's in Pepsi and Coke products, it ain't stevia, it's Truvia. And there's another one called Purevia, which is being utilized in a chemical lab with genetically modified ingredients to make it possible for them to have a patented form and profit off of it. And it ain't the same thing as the stevia that I have been utilizing for, 15 more years? That is real stevia. South American stevia, not Chinese stevia either. Not to slight our Chinese friends, but you know what I mean.
And I'll tell you what, you know, they came out with this aspartame and these other ones, you know, prior to it. You know, because of the diet soda craze, right? Mm-hmm. Got to drink diet soda because people got to lose weight because we've got a weight problem, and you'll lose weight because it has zero calories and it's good for you and it tastes just like regular soda and everybody should try it. Coca-Cola Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coke whatever, you know, all these things where they're throwing this stuff in there. And come to find out that years later now, diet soda does not help you lose weight. It actually makes you gain weight. This we covered this when this story came out, that people are actually getting fat by drinking diet soda. Now, this
aspartame is
aside from the other dangers that come with the aspartame.
Right, including methanol, the wood alcohol component, optical nerve blindness. We talk about astrocytomas, the growth of tumors in the brain. Oh, but otherwise, you Europeans, just drink up. Epsom says it's okay.
Put hair on your chest.
No, detoxify your liver. Put coffee up your bottom.
Hey!
Stop it. Well, like gag me with a spoon?
Totally.
Right? Hey, Tom, get ready on the bleeper button. Next hour, I am warned that Super Don wants to say something we can't say on the air. Get ready after the news. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.